AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The deputy police commissioner in Baltimore says Freddie Gray should have gotten medical attention before being put in a van. Gray died after being placed in police custody. The commissioner, Anthony Batts, says video of the incident will be made public.
Much of that footage will be released today. We are narrowing down the timeline of events that led to Mr. Gray's tragic death and the events surrounding that.
A rally is planned for tomorrow in Baltimore. A 911 call threatening to bomb the Statue of Liberty shut it down.
Hundreds of tourists had to hustle out of the Statue of Liberty and off Liberty Island after a noontime report of a suspicious package.
We were about to enter in for the tour when they pushed everybody back to the flagpole, and then they evacuated from the flagpole out to the ferries.
Eric Gustafson was visiting with his wife and son from Worcester, Massachusetts.
First they said, we need the Statue of Liberty temporarily closed. We need everybody back to the flagpole. And then they came to the flagpole and said, now everybody needs to evacuate the island. Go back to the ferries, get on, but they gave no reasoning.
The National Park Service emptied ferry boats of passengers from nearby Ellis Island to aid in the evacuation. Warren Levinson, New York.
Monday, Loretta Lynch will be sworn in as Attorney General, and today Eric Holder said goodbye at the Justice Department.
There's a long line of excellence in the United States Department of Justice, but every now and again, at an appropriate time, a group comes along that is worthy of special recognition, and you all are, in fact, one of those groups.
A group of migrants trekking along train tracks through the Balkans was hit by an overnight train in a remote area in Macedonia, killing 17 people. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing an alert warning of a hepatitis C epidemic, and a rise in intravenous drug use nationwide could set off new HIV outbreaks similar to one in Indiana. Wall Street, the Dow finished higher. This is AP Radio News. Creditors in Europe are turning up the heat on Greece. They're pressing officials in Athens to deliver economic reforms to avoid a possible default. Jeroen Dijsselbloem is president of Eurogroup.
We came to an agreement 2 months ago. And today, of course, we had hoped to hear a positive result and an agreement on which we could then take a decision. And we are still far from that.
Others spoke of being tired and annoyed with the way the talks with Greece were going. The Pentagon says the prospect of a confrontation with Iran over potential delivery of Iranian weapons to rebels in Yemen has receded. Colonel Steve Warren says Iranian ships reversed course.
I think it's fair to say that this appears to be a de-escalation of some of the tensions that were being discussed earlier in the week.
And earlier in the week, the ships had been seen on a course toward the Yemeni port of Aden. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.